Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Dave Uram, and here's what's happening. About a dozen people in Chester, Delaware County are displaced from their homes this Christmas morning after a fire ripped through four row homes. This happened around 5:30 on West 7th Street near Lincoln Street yesterday. Officials say the fast-moving fire spread across the roofs of four homes before firefighters from multiple departments got the flames under control. Chester Fire Commissioner John Paul Shirley told NBC 10, fortunately, no one was hurt.
We can't, you know, replace a human life, so... you know, while it is unfortunate that it happened tonight, you know, thankfully, you know, there's no loss of life or no injuries.
The Red Cross says they are providing emergency support for 13 people from a total of five families. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. We are learning more about Corporal Grade 1 Matthew T. Snook of the Delaware State Police, who was killed in the line of duty Tuesday at a Wilmington area DMV. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Delaware State Police identified the trooper as 34-year-old Corporal Grade 1 Matthew T. or Ty Snook from Hockessin, Delaware. Corporal Snook was a 10-year veteran of the Delaware State Police. He is survived by his wife and their one-year-old daughter. A Help a Hero Fund has been established to help support his family. Funeral arrangements are pending. It was around 2 p.m. when officials say a 44-year-old man walked into the DMV and shot Corporal Snook, who was sitting at a reception desk. Authorities say even after being shot, the trooper pushed a DMV employee out of harm's way, and the corporal was shot a second time by the gunman. A responding police officer shot the suspect. Both the trooper and the suspect were transported to the hospital, where they were pronounced dead. The suspected gunman's identity has yet to be released. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
In a new lawsuit, the city of Philadelphia alleges several drug manufacturers and pharmacy benefit managers have built up a pricing scheme that's caused insulin prices to increase. KYW's Vic Raghupathy tells us the city believes the companies it's suing have done this while lying about their efforts to decrease drug costs.
Drug manufacturers Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi, as well as the big three pharmacy benefit managers CVS, Caremark, Express Scripts, and OptumRx, have been named defendants in the lawsuit filed on Tuesday. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, are middlemen for insurers or employers and drug makers who manage prescription drug benefits. Their responsibilities include negotiating drug prices with manufacturers and pharmacies, processing drug claims, and establishing which drugs are covered by which plans. The city alleges the defendants are operating an insulin pricing scheme in which PBMs place higher-priced insulin more favorably on covered drug lists, making cheaper and generic alternatives more difficult to access. The city argues insulin prices have increased from about $20 per vial in the 90s to between $300 and $700 today, despite costing as little as $2 to produce. Philly believes it is significantly overpaid for insulin while covering health benefits for more than 30,000 city employees and their dependents. Philadelphia is seeking restitution, punitive and compensatory damages, and an order to end the pricing scheme for what it believes are violations of RICO and the PA Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 1039 FM.
KYW has reached out to several of the defendants in a statement. Sanofi says it's always complied with the law and is committed to helping patients access the medicine they need at the lowest possible price. CVS Caremark says allegations that they play any role in determining drug prices are false. Tolls on the PA Turnpike are going up next month, but we should have seen this increase coming down the highway. KYW's Mike DiNardo is on the story.
Pennsylvania Turnpike toll increases have happened every year since 2009, and another takes effect January 4th, says Turnpike Commission Press Secretary Marissa Orbanek.
Starting in January, we will have the 4% increase, which again is the lowest that we've seen since 2014.
But it's still an increase.
So for an easy pass going from Mid-County to Lansdale, the 2026 toll will be $1.94, compared to the 2025 toll, which was $1.86.
The annual toll hikes will continue for the next 25 years as the Turnpike pays off debt it took on to fund PennDOT and mass transit systems, including SEPTA, under state legislation called Act 44 of 2007. Separately, in New Jersey, tolls on the Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway are also going up by 3% with the start of the new year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And the South Philadelphia Christmas Eve tradition continued at Termini Brothers Bakery. People kept the store busy all day, waiting to pick up their holiday treats. KYW Shara Day Howard was there.
It's Christmas Eve, the tradition in Philly. Termini Brothers.
Absolutely. Every year we get cannolis, sfogliatelle, and eclairs for our family.
I met Ellen and Vince Salvatore with their daughter Jen at Termini Brothers in a line that stretched the entire block. And Vince says, hey, that's no problem, because his tradition began way back with his grandfather, passed down to him by his father.
My parents, as they would have Christmas Eve, we would come down here and get the pastries for Christmas Eve.
Now, keeping it going.
Keeping it going.
And, of course, Christmas Philly royalty played a part.
Joe Termini, the grandfather, I know Vince just died, his father, he used to be in here and he used to hand us out cookies for the kids.
This is the first year the Vince Termini Sr. wasn't there to greet families at the door, but it was clear he was greatly missed. He died earlier this year at the age of 86, but families, in remembrance, gave a good loud holiday greeting in his honor.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Dave Uram. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.